Cleansing the Bible of Liberalism. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There he was, on Fox of all places.
Jesus was very clear.
Michael Moore invoking the Bible to justify his critique of capitalism.
The first will be last and the last will be first.
Yes. Liberals, too, are now quoting the Bible, which tells conservatives like Andrew Schlafly that the Bible will have to be fixed.
Scholarship has proven that there are a few passages that were liberal insertions that made their way into the King James Version.
And among the liberal insertions he plans to remove?
The adulterous story.
Yes, in which Jesus shames a bunch of men into not stoning the adulterous woman.
It's a liberal story. No, it's not.
What's liberal about it?
Basically,
they should have stoned her?
No, it denies capital punishment. It denies the need to ask for forgiveness. The woman never asked for forgiveness.
Same thing with Jesus forgiving the mob that sent him to the cross.
They're not repenting. They're crucifying him. The notion that he says, well, I'll forgive him anyway. No.
But wait. Granted, Andrew Schlafly is the son of Eagle Forum founder Phyllis Schlafly, but what gives him the right to fix the Word of God?
Well, because there is something known as vandalism.
Okay, but then how do we know that any of the Bible is true?
Because you can look at the original manuscripts, or we can use modern analysis.
If you were Jewish, wouldn't you say that the entire New Testament is like vandalism?
Well,
because that was inserted after the Old Testament was finished, and then somebody said, hey, let's add this.
You got a point there, Dave.
Yes, I do, don't I? You know, this could be fun. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.